You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Lakeisha Cole, owner of Moxie 2020, a PR and design boutique for mompreneurs. She describes herself as a mom and wife turned entrepreneur who is often afraid, but does it anyway. Noted for her snappy advice and entrepreneurial know-how, Lakeisha serves as an indispensable resource for helping women and moms fulfill their entrepreneurial dreams. She's certainly in the right place. Lakeisha, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. So tell us about Moxie 2020.
Well, Moxie 2020 is a PR, is a public relations and design boutique catering to mompreneurs. Simply put, we brand companies and position mompreneurs by building targeted public relation programs for their brands to directly engage with their customers, whether it's through media relations, community outreach projects, social media, visual communication and design, photography, and even image consulting.
Outstanding. And what exactly is a mompreneur? You hear about it all the time. It seems like more now than ever. Tell us about that from your angle.
A mompreneur is a newly coined term that defines a multitasking mom like myself, who can balance both the stresses of running a business, whether it's from home, you know, or out in an office, and the time-consuming and never-ending duties of motherhood at the same time. The mompreneur movement is steadily growing as moms try to find more ways to make money, express their creativity while they're raising their family.
Yeah, women have a knack of doing 10 things at one time, the multitasking queens for sure. Now, what inspired you to launch Moxie 2020?
Well, when I launched one of my first businesses, 2T Swank, I began to notice the lack of media and marketing services for micro and home business owners like myself. There were times when I simply didn't have the time or the staff to assist me with whether it was writing press releases or updating my social media pages, planning events, and so on. And when I called other public relation firms, they all wanted $5,000 plus to retain them for a year. I'm sure they were worth every penny of it, but the reality is most startups are not in a position to take on that expense, especially in their first year of business. So after doing some market research, speaking with other mompreneurs and some of my colleagues, we concluded that there was a demand for a personal alternative to larger public relations firms. People are really looking for simpler, faster, more affordable PR services, which inspired the launch of Moxie 2020.
Excellent. So in this economic climate, how do you find your clientele? I'm sure all the listeners could get some inspiration on that.
Yes. Well, you know, social media has definitely changed how we communicate with each other and even how we advertise our business. We make connections via Facebook and Twitter, but nothing trumps word-of-mouth marketing. Word-of-mouth marketing is without a doubt the easiest way to promote and market a business. The only effort required on our end is to consistently produce good work and let that good work speak for itself. If you delight your clients, they'll tell everyone they know about how great you are. That's how we get most of our clients.
Today we're joined by Lakeisha Cole, owner of Moxie 2020, a PR and design boutique for mompreneurs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Lakeisha, why entrepreneurship, and with the economy the way it is, why would you decide to start a business now, and what makes you think it will be successful when others are struggling?
Well, you know, I get asked this question a lot. I think it goes back to the what I consider to be the core difference between an entrepreneur and a small business owner. As an entrepreneur identifies a problem first, then they find solutions that will serve a particular group of people, which is how they most often identify opportunities. That's sort of contrary to your ordinary businessman who just wants to own the business to make money. Neither of which is wrong. They're just two different paths. I attended the Inc. conference in Phoenix last week, and it was often stated throughout the conference that it's never a bad time for an entrepreneur to start a business, regardless of the economy. There will always be problems, and there will always be entrepreneurs with solutions. So why do I think I will be successful in such a slowly recovering economy, simply because I'm an entrepreneur. I've identified a problem. I've found the solution. I've made that solution available to solve the problems of others. So starting a business in this economy sort of defies the fiscal common sense, but to us entrepreneurs, it makes perfectly good sense.
It certainly does. Any advice for aspiring mompreneurs out there?
Well, I would say whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. It's one of my favorite quotes from Henry Ford. Moms have stories to tell. Don't be afraid to tell them. Define your niche, do your research, and just put it out there for the world to see.
And Lakeisha, if you will, tell our listeners where they can get not only more information about your services, about Moxie 2020, but also to potentially be in contact with you online.
Absolutely. For more information, you can visit us at www.moxie2020.com, and you could connect with me on Twitter at MomWifePreneur.
She is Lakeisha Cole, owner of Moxie 2020, a PR and design boutique for mompreneurs, and the website of reference, once again, is Moxie2020.com. Lakeisha, thanks so much for joining us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric, for having me.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
Start from the end. What's your end desired outcome? If your end desired outcome is to be wealthy, then you need to build a business that's going to create a lot of income. And I think that if you want it to be a lifestyle business, then you can do that. But I think a lot of times I see a lot of my friends and fellow entrepreneurs start a business that ends up fulfilling, being successful as a business, but not helping them be successful in life.
Follow your heart. Do what your guts tell you is the right thing to do. And by all means, understand what skills you have and what skills you don't have. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're an ideal person. Bo Peabody, who we wrote about in Be Incandescent magazine, says entrepreneurs are BB minus students, and you need to hire A students, who are the intrapreneurs.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salader with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is the ePodcast Network.